Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Moses declared, "Look, today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse." The book of Deuteronomy gives us the sermon that Moses preached as the people gazed at the promised land. God had told Moses that he would not enter into Canaan, and so he stood on Mount Nebo, looking at the land which God had promised to give to his people. He knew God well enough to know that he longed to bless them. He wanted this new chapter in the life of the people of Israel to be full of blessing and happiness, but he also knew that it was down to the choices that they would make. They had the power to choose a blessing or a curse. This is a stark message, and it's precisely the one that we face today. We can choose God's blessing, but we're not forced to. We have free will. If we choose to go our own way, that's up to us. Sometimes it might seem as if we're not making any particularly big decisions. However, stand back from your life for a moment. Everything you do from the moment you wake up is guided by your own personal decision. It could all be very different. From time to time, it's good to take a fresh look at our activities and relationships to ensure we're making the best use of our time and deliberately avoiding the pitfalls. Moses' greatest concern was that the people would forget about God. They might even try out some of the other gods worshipped by the people in the Promised Land. Their decisions would have consequences. If they made bad decisions, they would be cursed. As much as God longed to bless them, he wouldn't be able to do so if they disobeyed his commands. We live in a society in which there are many false gods and alluring distractions. We need to be as clear as Moses. Ultimately, the choices we make can lead to blessing or to curse. So let me ask you a question. What are you going to do today to ensure that you make the right decisions? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you are constantly with us as we live today. Help us to make good decisions that will honor you and build your kingdom. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.